Hello, and welcome to a Vashon Minute, where we take a moment to focus on one island issue or one island person at a time. I'm Susan McCabe, your host for this episode, where we will focus on island theater, specifically our 50-year-old company, DramaDoc, and by association, artificial intelligence. To take us on this brief walk, I'm joined by the company members of DramaDoc's upcoming play, Anthropology. They are director Steven Stern and stars Kelly Godel and Amy Broomhall. Welcome to you all. I'm so glad to have you here.
Thank you very much. Happy to be here.
Yes, well, delighted.
You guys gave me the opportunity to read this script, and I was literally blown away. So tell us about the playwright for this play, which is called Anthropology, and her name is Lauren Gunderson. Who wants to take that?
I'll take it. Lauren Gunderson is the most produced playwright in the United States and has been for most years in the last 10.
Really?
Yeah, she's incredibly popular. She's written all kinds of different plays. She's written a series of fanfic-type plays about the characters from Jane Austen's novel Pride and Prejudice that take place over a series of Christmas times. She's written a play called The Revolutionists, which is produced quite often. She's written a number of plays with science themes, almost all of which are anchored by strong female characters. That's really what Gunderson is known for. But what's interesting here is that DramaDoc is producing the Pacific Northwest premiere of Anthropology, a play that opened in 2023 in London and has only been done a handful of times in the United States. The first U.S. production was in Los Angeles this past fall. So we're really in at the beginning.
That's quite a score for DramaDoc. So, Kelly Godel, you are the artistic director for DramaDoc. What drew you to this play?
That is true. I was very drawn to this play because Steven Stern is a brilliant man with a great mind, and he sourced it and found it. And then I had the opportunity to read it, and I love Lauren Gunderson's writing. I very much appreciate her lens for the female actor and female perspective. And so it seemed like a great opportunity for us to produce. It has heart, it has character, and it has some depth and some questions around AI, which is a very timely thing to be chatting about.
I'll say, my impression of this play was, I would call it an intimate, fast-paced sci-fi detective story. Which was surprising to me completely. Amy Broomhall, you are playing the aggrieved sister in this story. How, if at all, has this affected your view of artificial intelligence?
You know, I really didn't think that much about AI before I took this role. My husband is a computer programmer, weirdly enough, and I am one of those people who is allergic to tech. So I was avoiding AI at all costs. And this has actually made me really think about it a lot more and have to experiment with it a little bit. So it's been a personal journey as well as a journey within the play. I think AI is starting to touch every single person in our community, be it young, old, some people who work in tech, people who don't. And I think that this play raises so many questions around it that it's super fascinating.
You are, both of you, Amy Broomhall and Kelly Godel, playing sisters, one of whom is aggrieved and the other is not there, who is an AI image. What sort of backstories did you create for each of these characters?
We've spent a lot of time in discussion over the past month about how we got to where we are in the play. Just lots of talking, basically, with each other, with Steven, with the rest of the cast, and trying to muddle through it because there's a lot that's within the play that is unsaid that we have to know about before we go into it. But hopefully we've managed to create some really good backstories. I think the hardest thing for me is that Kelly's not physically on stage for a bunch of the play.
Yeah.
And so that has been very interesting, learning to act with a pretend AI, I guess. I guess it's not pretend. It's real.
It's real.
She's real.
She's real. Say more about that, Kelly.
Yeah, definitely. It's been a journey in trust and risk-taking, having my character be this chatbot who is on screen only. And so I'll actually be in a sound booth off the side of the theater. And it's just really had to stretch us in ways that we probably weren't expecting to do. And we've explored a lot of family dynamic. Fortunately, you know, we both have very robust families, and so we have a wealth of knowledge to draw from. And I have a very close relationship with my sister. So using a lot of those historical moments in my own personal life to draw on what this relationship really means and finding the love and finding the connection and the truth and the authenticity in the storytelling, which is, you know, what it's really all about for us when we come into the theater is we want to be touched, we want to be moved. And even in something that is science fiction, we still want to make sure that there's heart and that there is depth and meaning. And so I think that we've been able to really find that through the guidance of Stephen.
Can you say a little more about the family dynamic without giving too much away? You two are on stage for the entire, what is it, 90 minutes?
Mm-hmm.
But there are a couple other characters. What can you say about them?
Well, I'm going to let Amy take that one because I'm just a chatbot.
I think, first of all, is super, one of the reasons I was so excited to try out for this play and then get it is that it's four women together on stage and all of us are of a certain age, shall we say. And that is really exciting because that's rare in theater sometimes. And there's the family dynamic of there are the two sisters, of course, and then there's their mother, and then there's the ex-girlfriend of the grieving sister. So those are the four women within the play, and they come in and out. And basically interact with each other while they're figuring out this mystery of what has happened to the sister. So I don't want to give anything else away. It's so tricky, Susan.
I know it is tricky.
Because I want it to be a cliffhanger for people.
It's definitely that. But can I ask how these characters, all four of you, have evolved during rehearsals? Has your character, for instance, changed from what you went in thinking you were going to play?
Absolutely. Stephen has been very helpful. Kelly has been very helpful. I think just getting, anytime you get a play on its feet, rather than just reading it,
sure,
things change. Lines, suddenly you discover things within the lines. Every rehearsal, we're discovering things. And I definitely went into approaching Meryl one way, and it's shifting now. And I'm like, okay, maybe we'll see what comes out at the end. I think that's every actor experiences that in the rehearsal process. You go in with one idea and sometimes come out with something completely different.
Yeah.
That's Stephen, why it's exciting.
Stephen, yeah. How have you seen these characters evolve?
I think the thing we've worked the hardest on is making sure that this isn't a play about four sad people or three sad people and a corpse. You know, it's very important to find what is driving the characters rather than what is holding them down. And the actors have been very adept at digging through the grief toward the action of the play. And I think it's quite exciting and at times very funny, even though it's a play about serious things. The actors are skilled enough and the playwright has given us enough that we're finding moments of joy and humor and connection, but even more moments of really passionate truth seeking from the characters. And it makes the play quite gripping and interesting to watch.
It certainly is. It certainly is. This is, and I don't know which one of you want to answer this. This is a bit of a departure from DramaDoc's usual productions. Is this Kelly Goodell? is this a trend that we're going to see more of?
You know, I think that there is room for all types of theater and theater lovers out there. I hope to continue to program at DramaDoc a straight play, a drama, a comedy, and a musical. And that will be my formula moving forward and that our wonderful community can embrace moving forward.
So beyond anthropology, oh, and we should probably tell people when and where this play is happening.
Absolutely. That is May 21st through the 24th at the High School Theater. You can buy tickets at dramadoc.org. You'll also see some posters out there around town. They have our QR code. You can scan that and it will take you directly to our Humanitics ticket platform as well. Showtimes are 7:30 Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. I have two matinees that are 2 p.m. on Saturday afternoon and Sunday afternoon.
Sounds so exciting and so accessible. The Vashon High School Theater is pretty cool.
It's awesome. I'm very excited to work there.
So what surprised you about this script? Anybody?
I'll take a stab at it. First of all, I never considered having a character in a play. I mean, in a movie, but not in a play that is actually AI, that is not physically present on stage. That I find extremely surprising. And just the tech alone behind creating that character, not just Kelly's performance, but everything that goes into it is pretty unique and special. So I found that very surprising for sure.
Stephen, what surprised you about directing this play?
Very challenging play to direct because of the technical demands and also the two lead roles. The roles that Kelly and Amy are playing are extremely challenging and require a lot of just sheer gutty memorization. And that's hard for the actors, and being a supportive director for that, it requires a lot of patience. And generally, I am not a patient person. But I think I'm being reasonably patient. I don't know. But the thing that surprises me the most about the play is that Gunderson has written a play that is really illustrative of how complicated AI is. But the play isn't just a play about AI. The play is a mystery about a family that is searching for answers. And AI is woven into it so tightly the play couldn't exist without it. But it's not a boring, dry study of a scientific topic in any way. So I think that's very delightful, and it's what drew me to the play, the kind of airless excitement of, are they going to figure this out? Are they going to get the answers that they're looking for? What does the AI know, and how does the AI figure these things out? It's really quite interesting.
Have you had any insight from Gunderson, the playwright, as to why she did this, and does she have a message?
Well, I've had the pleasure of chatting with her about it a few times, and most of what she has shared is that it was an exploration into the time in which we are living in, and that's the inspiration for it. The message, you know, it's actually funny. There was a recent script update. She changed the final word of the script. So the message is that we're still evolving in the work, and I think that's really what it's about.
We're still evolving in the work or as human beings?
I mean, that is it, right? Both.
Yeah, yeah.
The work is being a human being.
Around the technology? Yeah, that's a question. Who has the answer to what's happening next in the universe?
We keep reading things about AI that surprise us. I mean, we've shared a lot of articles and stories about artificial intelligence, and I think what we've all learned is that we don't yet know what the limits of AI are, and we don't have a way of saying, oh, an AI would never do that, because we just don't know.
Yeah. Unknown.
I just want to take a poll. Of the three of you, which are you scared of AI, excited about AI, neutral? What, Kelly?
I use AI in my work all the time. So I'm definitely not scared of it, and I'm very, very familiar. I think it has a lot of wonderful things and qualities to accelerate your workflow. And I also think there are a lot of challenges and a lot of unknowns and some real dangers in AI as well.
Yeah. Amy, your thoughts?
I'm going to say yes, I'm very scared of it because I am scared of tech in general. But I do think the fact that we are doing a play, and theater is one of the oldest art forms, about AI gives me hope that we can somehow integrate AI into our human existence and have it still be a part, have art still flourish, have theater still flourish, have it not replace the things that make us essentially human. That's my hope. But yes, I am definitely maybe even more scared of AI since I started rehearsing this play.
May the humans stay in control. Stephen?
Yeah, I think my use of AI is similar to Kelly's. I used it for my career until I retired last July. I think it's a useful tool. As a parent of people who are now in their 20s, I'm quite worried about what AI means to the future of gainful employment.
Yeah.
So I'm worried about that, but I know that there were similar worries about the printing press. I guess to me, the most sobering thing about AI is the recent story about the Anthropic AI that they had tried to sequester, but that figured out independently how to break out of its sequestration, hack into various secure government computers, and then sent its creators an email explaining what it had done and warning it that it should do something. They should do something about that. So yeah, it's scary.
That is scary stuff. Yeah, but it's really scary.
But it's also, you know, there are nuclear weapons. They're scary too. We invented those. You do kind of wonder why people continually invent things that have the ability to destroy them.
And with that, we are out of time. But I had one last question for you, Kelly. What is next for Drama Doc after Anthropology?
Oh, I'm so glad you asked. We have a wonderful musical. We are doing Rent next in August, and that will be at Vashon Center for the Arts. We have an absolutely fantastic cast, and it's going to be a hoot of a time.
And tell our folks the website address, please, one more time.
www.dramadoc.org.
Thank you all so much, Kelly Goodell, Amy Broomhall, Stephen Stern, the folks who are going to bring you this very exciting play called Anthropology on May 21st and beyond. Thank you for listening, folks. Please stay tuned to the Voice of Vashon. You never know what might come next.